Wait. Before we start, just want to make sure we're clear here. While this podcast talks about sobriety, mental health, and addiction, it is not meant to replace professional medical advice. Welcome to Sisters in Sobriety.
I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Sonia.
And we're ex-sisters-in-law, brought together in marriage and bonded through our sobriety journey.
Join us as we talk sobriety, addiction, and everything in between. You're in for quite a ride. And our Substack is buzzing with amazing content, from creative mocktail recipes to insightful courses and reflective exercises. There is something for everyone. Don't miss out. It's a great way to add some extra joy and depth to your journey. Check it out. Welcome to another Q&A episode where we answer questions from our listeners. And the question today was, I don't really feel ready to stop drinking completely, but I really want to be more mindful of my drinking. How do I do that? And is it really worth it? And we understand that the path to changing your relationship with alcohol isn't a one size fits all. And many of you have reached out with this question about how to cultivate a healthier, more controlled approach to drinking rather than just abstinence. And a lot of you self-identify as gray area drinkers, so where you feel like your drinking habits need to change but don't require sobriety. And this is actually a pretty significant and often overlooked segment of our community. They just want to redefine their relationship with alcohol. So today we're going to dive deep into those questions, offer insights, and share some strategies to support your goals of moderation. We believe in the power of informed choices, self-awareness, and the strength of our community to navigate these challenges together. So whether you're contemplating moderation for the first time or looking for ways to maintain a mindful relationship with alcohol, this episode is for you. So it is completely understandable to have mixed feelings about changing your relationship with alcohol. So let's start with the part of the question, is it worth it? Absolutely. Being more mindful about your drinking can lead to so many benefits, including improved physical health, stronger relationships, better mental health, and moderating your alcohol intake, like limiting yourself to 1 to 2 drinks per night, or making sure you have alcohol-free days in between drinking days, can make a big difference in your overall well-being. And making this a pretty practical and achievable approach for a lot of people. So here are some benefits to reducing your alcohol consumption. Here are a few physical health benefits. Reduced risk of chronic illness. So limiting your alcohol intake can decrease the risk of developing chronic conditions like liver disease, heart disease, and certain types of cancer. Improved liver function. Alcohol is a major cause of liver disease, including fatty liver, hepatitis, and cirrhosis. So cutting back on alcohol can significantly reduce liver fat and inflammation, allowing your liver to repair and function more effectively. Better heart health. Reducing alcohol intake can lower your risk of developing heart disease. Benefits of decreasing your alcohol intake are decreased blood pressure, reduced risk of heart failure, and a lower likelihood of experiencing an irregular heartbeat or atrial fibrillation. Better sleep quality. We all know that drinking affects our sleep patterns, and the more we drink, the lower our sleep quality. And although alcohol might help you fall asleep faster, which it did for me, it really impaired the quality of my sleep. And it especially impairs REM sleep, which is crucial for memory and learning. So reducing your alcohol intake can lead to more restful and restorative sleep. Weight management. By cutting back on the number of drinks, you're also reducing the intake of empty calories, which supports your weight management efforts. So if you've been feeling stuck in that department, reducing your alcohol intake may be the jumpstart you need. You'll have more energy, better sleep for those painful early morning workouts. Improved digestion. Less alcohol means less irritation to your digestive system, which can lead to improved digestion and nutrient absorption. And we'll do a whole episode on this in a couple of weeks. better immune function. Regular heavy drinking can weaken your immune system, making your body more susceptible to infections. Cutting back on alcohol can improve your body's ability to fight off illnesses. So here are some mental health improvements you'll experience by cutting back on your alcohol intake. So improved mood and mental clarity. So better stress management. Alcohol, while often used as a self-soothing measure for stress, anxiety, and depression symptoms, which is what I used it for, can significantly worsen these feelings over time. Its depressive effects on the brain can dampen your mood, decrease your mental clarity, and lead to a cycle where drinking becomes the coping mechanism for the very issue you're trying to use it to solve. So when you reduce or eliminate alcohol consumption, you may notice a big improvement in your overall mood and an overall decrease in anxiety levels, an enhancement in mental clarity and cognitive function. And this changes partly because your brain begins to recover from the depressive effects of alcohol, and it allows for your natural neurotransmitter levels to stabilize and improve brain function. Also, the interaction between antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, and alcohol can be pretty complicated. Alcohol can interfere with the effectiveness of these medications, reduce their efficacy, and in some cases, lead to adverse effects. So for people on those medications, reducing or abstaining from alcohol is often recommended to ensure the best possible mental health outcome. And like we talked about, increased energy levels. So by improving your sleep quality and reducing the depressive effects of alcohol on your nervous system, cutting back on drinking can lead to higher energy levels and enhanced emotional well-being. You can improve your emotional resilience and stability, and that really leads to stronger relationships and an overall more fulfilling life. So here are a few strategies to consider as you navigate moderation. First, reflect on your drinking habits. So start by observing your current drinking patterns without judgment. Keep a diary for a week or two, noting down what you drank, how much, when, and in what context. This can help you identify triggers or situations where you might drink more than you intend. This way, you're paying attention to how much you're drinking and the reasons behind it. And this mindfulness can help you make more conscious choices about your alcohol consumption. 2, set clear intentions. So think about why you want to be more mindful of your drinking. Is it for health reasons? Is it to improve relationships? Is it to just regain control over certain aspects of your life? So setting clear intentions can help guide your actions and decisions. Create personal guidelines. So based on your reflections and your intentions, set some personal guidelines for your drinking. This might include limits on the number of drinks per occasion, specific days for not drinking at all, or rules about not drinking in certain situations. And these guidelines should feel realistic and achievable for you. Discover new activities. We love this at Sisters in Sobriety. Find hobbies or activities that you enjoy that don't involve drinking. And this can reduce the temptation to drink out of boredom or out of habit. So plan well for those alcohol-free days. Here are a few strategies for situations where you are trying to reduce your consumption. And some of them may seem a little simplistic, but they work. Drink slowly. So take time with your drink. Sip it slowly, put your glass down between sips. That gives your body more time to process the alcohol and can help you stick to your limit. Start with a non-alcoholic drink. Before you start drinking alcohol, have a non-alcoholic drink like water or soda or mocktail, and this can help reduce your thirst and slow down your alcohol consumption. Swap out one or two drinks for a low or no alcohol alternative during each drinking occasion, and this can help you reduce your consumption over the evening. Or for every alcoholic drink, have a glass of water. This is kind of an old technique. This helps you stay hydrated, can reduce the amount of alcohol you consume, and also may help prevent a hangover. Avoid drinking on an empty stomach. Eating before or while you drink can slow the absorption of alcohol, helping moderate its effects on your body and mind. Practice refusal skills. Be prepared with a polite but firm way to decline a drink if you've reached your limit or you're not drinking that day. Having a response ready can make it easier to stick to your goals. And explore these low or no alcohol alternatives. Choosing these alternatives is a really strategic and effective way to manage and reduce your overall alcohol consumption. And really, this shift helps you in moderating without completely abstaining. Here is a deep dive into some strategies for swapping out low or no alcohol alternatives. So explore the variety. The market for low and no alcohol beverages has grown significantly, offering a wide range of options, including beers, wines, and spirits, and you can experiment to find your favorites. We also have a mocktail hour segment where we review and recommend certain non-alcoholic beverages. Low alcohol options. There's always light beer, a wine spritzer, or a diluted spirit that can help you control your intake while still participating in social situations. Get creative with mocktails. There's an art to making delicious non-alcoholic cocktails. Use fresh ingredients, herbs, and spices to create complex flavors that don't rely on alcohol. Social support. Share your choice with friends and family. Have a support system or even a buddy who is also interested in reducing their alcohol intake and can make the process more enjoyable and sustainable. While you may not feel ready for traditional recovery programs, finding a supportive community or even one person who understands and respects your desire to be more mindful can make a significant difference. This support can come in many forms, like recovery groups tailored to various needs, therapist or recovery coach. I run meetings at Everbloom where we are very open to people that are moderating, and we talk about different techniques and tools that work, whether you want to moderate or completely abstain from alcohol. Celebrate your progress. Recognize and celebrate your successes, no matter how small they may seem. Each step you take towards being more mindful of your drinking is a positive move towards a healthier and more controlled relationship with alcohol. Remember, the path to mindfulness about drinking is personal, and what works for one person may not work for another. So it is okay to explore different strategies and adjust your approach as you learn what works best for you. Your journey is yours alone, and taking it one step at a time is perfectly okay. This was Sisters in Sobriety.
Thank you for listening and being with us today.
If you want to learn more about sobriety and meet your community, find us at sistersinsobriety.substack.com.
Are you a sister in sobriety? Then reach out on social media. We'd love to hear from you.
If you're feeling generous, leave us 5 stars and a review and follow us wherever you listen.
You'll never miss an episode. Until next time.